it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This update is brought to you by Doral Hyundai, home of the Price Seat Thor. Lowest price, visit us at Doral Hyundai or DoralHyundai.com. Starting with the Panthers, who will open up their season tonight when they welcome in Chicago. The puck drops at 5 o'clock from Amaranth Bank Arena. The game can be heard here on WQAM with Doug Plagans and Billy Lindsay on the call. Over to the Heat, who fell to the Bucks 103-93. The Heat will continue the preseason when they host San Antonio tomorrow night. In the NFL, Week 5 wrapped up with the Jaguars beating the Chiefs 31-28. Week 6 begins on Thursday with the Eagles and Giants. And in baseball, the Brewers beat the Cubs 7-4 to go up 2-0. And the Dodgers took a 2-0 lead on the Phillies, winning 4-3. A little something out there for everyone right now, Joe.
Well, I'll tell you what, this is a great time of the year, man. Popping around there last night, and Dodgers and Phillies. Dodgers just look good, God. They just had so much pitching. And that lineup ain't bad either.
Brewers been strong through two.
Brewers look good. You know, good start for them. You're right. It's just that money talk. So when we get into this thing,
boy, playoff baseball's fun, isn't it?
It is good. It's
nice to get that back.
Hey, you know what? They all, to be fair, all the games change, don't they, though? Everybody says the same thing about hockey.
Oh, yeah.
It's you
hockey definitely ratchets it up, you know, the NBA. But playoff baseball's different, though.
Yeah.
It's like you're sitting on every pitch and
you are. It is.
I go to a regular season game, you'll take 3 innings off just to go hit the concession stand.
Well, listen, these lineups that they have, Philly's got some stars on their team. They got a nice little lineup. Don't have the pitching of the Dodgers, but
Yankees in a little bit of trouble though, looks like, huh?
Yeah. See that one coming now. Also, when Yankees down 2-0, they got to jump back
tonight,
and win
right?
three.
Yeah, or win tonight.
Or they're going to be going home and early. So, anyway, yeah, it's been fun. This is a great time of the year. And tonight, the NHL champions, back-to-back champions, Florida Panthers, open up tonight at Jerry's house in Amaranth Bank Arena, 5 o'clock, 5 o'clock start. Where the hell happened on that? Where that was like, you know, you look at the time, I'm like.
They actually called.
I'm in.
When they were doing the schedule, they called over here. You weren't here that day, but I said, listen, you know, we wake up really early in the morning. 5 o'clock would be perfect.
It doesn't matter
what
time.
Right at the start of dinner time would be perfect.
That celebration and everything that they'll do. And then, of course, Chicago Blackhawks in town. And then we get to look and see what it's going to look like. What's life going to be with, arguably, I hate to say this because they got so many good players, but Barkov out for the season and Tkachuk out until December. So how are they going to look? And
big favorites tonight, by the way.
Yeah, Verhage, Reinhardt. They got some. You say the names. These names, you're going Verhage. Oh yeah, Reinhardt. Oh yeah. Bennett. Pick up Seth Jones, who's a big horse, Forsling, Big Bob, Marchand, Ekblad. Hopefully Ekblad's all right from the other night. I didn't hear what the outcome was after Bozo the Ass Clown decided he wanted to come out and turn into a boxing match before he went down to the minors again. Anyway, that's tonight, man. That's going to be a lot of fun. And like you said, we just got a lot of stuff going on. If you just happen to work out of your office all day while you're working, turn that TV on. Sure is nice starting around dinner time. Got really spoiled in that first round with those 1 o'clock games. Good God. That was old school,
nice.
Man.
That
was kind of when we were growing up. They had baseball games on during the day while you were in school, the World Series and stuff. They played them during the day. And the teacher, because they all love baseball, lets you listen to baseball games.
Nothing like meaningful day games, man. Like you get that with what the NCAA tournament does it. That's the best, right? It's like it's noon and there's like games that you're actually interested in.
I don't know if TV Monday through Friday likes it because I think
I don't care what they like. I'm just saying for us personally, like I love a good noon
that's
game.
That's selfie watching on your part, but you're right. I'm the same way.
And I am jealous of those people out west because that schedule is fantastic.
Unbelievable.
I've never seen anything like it. I haven't spent much time out on the West Coast, but that is really cool.
Everything is.
Yeah. 9 a.m.
Hey, Dad, beautiful. We're going to church because I know we go every Sunday. I don't mind going to that 7:30 mass.
I don't know what the Sunday routine is for most people, but I don't really watch any of the pregame shows. I kind of try to get, some of the stuff around the house done or whatever. Run to the grocery store, but man, to wake up and just be like ready to roll would be really nice.
It is nice, man. 10 and 1 o'clock games on the West Coast growing up out there. It is nothing like it, but you just got so much more stuff now. My God, everything. You know what? You ever watch the college football? You can go to 12. I was in my hotel room the other night and they got games on
all the way through the,
there's like 12 games on. Like,
well, they start 11 a.m. at a lot of these places, right? That's why the big noon thing has pissed people off. Because, like, I think they're in Illinois this week, if I'm not mistaken. I know that's an 11 a.m.
I see Indiana and Oregon play each other.
Yeah, but these games are all, like there are even 11 a.m. kick locally. I mean, I love it, but I'm guessing they're not crazy about it.
It's
tailgating at 6 a.m. or whatever.
Tell you what, the college football games, though, just so many of them. And no matter, I mean, watch your school. You
can watch those games till 3 in the morning, man. Those games out west.
So besides all that, this Mendoza story, too, at Indiana is just such a great story. It really is. I mean, it's unbelievable. Some people, and be careful here, he might be the first quarterback taken in the draft.
Hmm. Who are your sources on that?
I'm just.
You said some people. Who are your sources?
I'm not. I'm just saying.
Oh, okay.
Like, he got really good. He was the third quarterback at Cal. And they're like, I don't know. He's kind of tall and, lanky. And he got better and better. Goes to Indiana. Had a bunch of offers, by the way. It wasn't like Indiana was the only, school that said, hey, leave Cal, come play. We got money and we're spending it and we got some players for you. This story and how good he is, even the fact that he'd be in a first round pick. I'm dying to see what he looks like. I have not seen him play. I see his numbers. I see he's a Heisman. Is he number one right now, right, for the Heisman when they do percentages? It's early in the year, don't get me wrong. He's in a big, tough conference, so I know that could change. But what a start. What a start for this kid, man. It's just it's a great story. Great local story. Went to Columbus High School, and that team's undefeated, and he's a big part of it. And they got Oregon this week, which I guess will be a big, big test for him to see how that goes, because Oregon's got – well, clearly one of the three or four best teams in college football right now. Anyway, we've got a lot of stuff going on here this morning. Got great entertainment last night. Great entertainment. Got a really good Monday night football game. Chiefs at Jacksonville. I thought Jacksonville would turn into old Jacksonville last night. I was wrong. The Chiefs took the lead late in the game, though. Took the lead. Had to overcome a 99-yard pick six. Mahomes threw, but man, they took the lead. They left a little too much time. Trevor Lawrence brings him 7 plays, 60 yards, a little pass interference in the end zone that, puts the ball down there at the 1 yard line, and they end up scoring. And that was the ball game, 31-28. The Colts and the Jags are 4-1. That we can talk about great stories. And I know Tampa Bay's, winning on every last drive right now, and nobody's seen it. But the Colts and the Jags. Remember this Colts thing wasn't too long ago? They were a mess because they didn't know which quarterback was going to start. Oh, they started the right guy. And they got a really good team. They are real close to being 5-0. Of course, you could say that about a few teams. The Eagles probably feel the same way. But, man, Colts and Jags start this season 4-1. It's supposed to be. It was the Texans. Aren't the Texans always supposed to win that division? And this year, it's Colts and the Jags. Crazy. Anyway, We got one here this Sunday. Going back, here we go again. I don't know how many times Herbert and Tua have played against each other. It seems like three or four times already. But we go back to 2020 draft. The fifth and sixth picks will face off this Sunday at 1 o'clock. And so anyway, we'll obviously have the rest of the week to talk about all that stuff. We do have to go to break here. We've got a lot good data, a lot of stuff going on. Kane sitting there 5-0, number two in the country. And man, they look it. They look the part. They do across the board. For Canes fans that have watched this, I know Vic's up early in the morning. Woody, it's been, this goes way, way back. The last time we had a team that looked this good, that had the depth and truly didn't have any shortcomings at any position like this team right now.
Yeah, I'm with you, man. And by the way, they play with a little edge to them. You notice that? They got right in that camera after they scored that first touchdown. They're doing the chop. And
by the way, they're talking a little bit. The funniest thing, CJ Daniels.
Yeah.
Oh,
I love that.
Right,
man.
Into the camera.
There's a little something to this team.
Oh, I was laughing.
It was funny. I don't know if you heard Mario. He was funny. Talking about, you know, his teams and, you know, what they did back when he played and, you know, try to compare it to these guys.
They have nothing in common.
I know.
First of all,
no, I know.
There were a ton of penalties. There's too many by UM anyway. Can you imagine if they were doing what they used to do? By the way, that started when they came out on the field and another team was stretching. They would go over and say stuff to guys they were playing against. And, you know, those guys are looking, oh, God, here comes Warren Sapp. Oh, geez. Oh, no. I got to face him. He's coming over to tell me. He's going to smash me. All right. Hey, man, we got to tell you, when you do get injured, I got some really good news. I got good news when it comes to bad news, and that's Baptist Health South Florida and their sports medicine program. I know Baptist Health South Florida does a lot of great things. They do. They're all over South Florida for a lot of things. But, boy, when it comes to their sports medicine program, it doesn't take a backseat to nobody. Where do the pros go? Well, Inter Miami, the Heat, the Panthers, the Miami Dolphins, FIU, FAU, high school, college, and professional athletes, not just here in South Florida, but from all over the country, come to see their specialists, man. Not only great team doctors that are also some of my doctors, but also the specialists, knee, shoulder, foot and ankle, hand, back, hip and knee replacement, Achilles. These guys are good, man. They're really good at what they do. Great results. They've seen it all. Boy, I'll tell you what, and then you throw in all the great facilities they have, Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables, where they're set, and I've had my operations a lot. We have to. It's there. It's Hard Rock Stadium right next to the training facility. It's 595 and Pine Island in Plantation. Really easy to get to. Right off 595, the pineapple is alive and well. Visit BaptistHealth.net/ortho. One go every day. One go every day with these great doctors that they have. About getting you healthy, back out playing the sports you love the most.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I was, and you know, we talked about the challenge ahead to get ready for the Chargers, that was kind of the extent of it.
Hey, I'm not real happy with losing that 17-point lead, and our record's now 1-4. Me neither, Mr. Ross. By the way, I speak on behalf of a fan base and everybody else that covers the team. Nobody's happy. Nobody's happy with this start, but they're back home. Chargers, keep going. How do you fix it? I love when you ask a coach, like, it's been 5 weeks, right? And you got some of the same problems, especially on line of scrimmage. Like, well, we just got to stay focused. And like, well, what? What are you going to do? You're going to do more learning? You're going to do more walkthroughs? What? It's like the season started. It's kind of hard to change. Like, I didn't think Carolina's offensive line was going to run for 250 yards almost. I get he's got to answer this. Like, well, how do you fix this problem? Well, you know, we just got to, I mean, whatever you're hearing, we just got to go back to work. I get it. You keep working on technique and, you know, and these guys, it's, I believe in these guys and in our rookie class. So everybody asks, and it's a great question. Did you think the development of this young class, of this rookie class, was going to take so long? And I go, yeah, but I'm guilty, so guilty of watching everybody and listening. Oh my God, the front seven defensively is going to be the strength of the team. I had no idea that it was not only going to be bad, it's going to be the worst in football. That's no stats. I'm talking run.
You hit some of those Pro Football Focus numbers.
No,
I saw Barry was tweeting about yesterday that they had guys that were like literally the last at their position.
Yeah, no, I did see Barry's stuff, but
brutal, man.
There's another one that you can't lie about. You're giving up 174 yards a game and a 5.6 average. That is dead last in the NFL. That's just a fact. So what I thought was going to be strength, and I knew there was going to be growing pains. I knew guys are going to, you know, the old vets are going to get them and all the tricks and they're studying you and they know a whole bunch about you and you don't know a whole bunch about them and you're going against a guy you watched when you were in high school. And by the way, this goes for Savai Naya too, at guard. Boy, they had some ISOs on him. And one thing about it, nothing's sacred anymore. Like when we'd have bad games, you wouldn't even know it unless you were at the game. And, you know, and then, but now they got ISOs and all the writers and the guys, insiders all have take a look at this, you know, and they're showing plays of our young guys getting blocked or tripping, coming out of their guard position and out of position. A guy goes around them and makes a big play on Tua, and you're like, okay, I thought it would look better than it does right now. I did, but I'm not giving up on them, man. I'm not one that, you know, fire them all. I guess everybody knows when they say get rid of them, we got to start getting rid of guys. Like, look at, we got 53 guys on this roster. Everybody's picking guys off every week. Guys, and this is how. So the practice squad guys go to the active roster. Guys on the streets go to the practice squad. They pick up guys on other practice squads. They go to your 53-man roster. So you just run out of guys. Like, everybody goes, well, why aren't we just bringing guys in? Just bring more guys in. What? So, like, when we're looking for an offensive lineman or defensive lineman, I want to let you know, so is everybody else. There's other teams putting defensive linemen on IR. And then now there, you got a practice squad guy ready. He's not ready. Okay, go find a guy that somebody else has got on their practice squad. It's better than what we have. And it's, you know, there's going to be a drop-off. If they're good, they're most likely not sitting out right now somewhere. So this is what you have. When Chris Greer finalized this 53-man roster, and he signed his name to it, Chris Greer, and he handed it to Mr. Ross, and he said, this is it, man. This is the deal right here. By the way, he shouldn't be getting a hall pass on this either. I know we're talking about X's and O's and technique and all that stuff, but, you know, these guys, they do all the he's in charge of scouts and all those guys going out and bringing back information. We like this guy, and this is the guy. Now, our coaches are in on the whole process, and they fall in love with guys too now. They're, oh, my God, he's going to be fine. He's going to be good. And then, well, you better coach him up because he's your guy now because we just drafted him. So it's hard. Now, listen, I know the Tua thing pops up every day because he's a quarterback and what he's making and stuff and whether you like him or you don't like him. But we have bigger problems right this second. We do. And the lineup scrimmage has got to get better. We can't run for 82 yards and give up 174 yards. Honestly, I don't know if I've ever seen numbers that lopsided from what you gain per game and what you're giving up. You're flirting with 100 yards difference. You run the ball 30th in the league, 82 yards a game. Your run defense gives up 174 yards a game. It's a big difference. And that 5.6 yards average, that is, that was numbers we had when we were 1-15 in the old days. I remember when we were struggling on the run back then. It was, you know, it was bad. So anyway, not much you can do, man. You just got to coach him up and keep playing. It's really, you know, doesn't do any good. You're not getting rid of him. You're not going to bench all these guys. Hell, how are you going to bench them? They make up 6 or 7 spots on your active roster. You're not getting rid of guys. Plus, you know, they're most of them are going to get better. The lights are going to go on. They'll come back. The jump from year one to year two is amazing. Not that anybody wants to hear that when your team's 1-4. I don't want to hear it either. Listen, my patience, like yours, is run out. It has run out. If you haven't listened to things that I've said, I'm tired of excuses. I hate when I hear we. I want to hear I. I want to hear guys looking in the mirror, not talking to other guys. I go we. I don't need to hear we. I want to hear I. I got to play better. I got to lead these guys. Hey, I need to play better. I got to make sure he plays better. That's all. But you know what? I thought we just played against one of the 3 or 4 worst teams in football, Carolina. I did. I told everybody, so I'm not sitting here as a phone. I'm Woody's been with me. I thought, you know, I could have named them the Titans and New Orleans and, you know, there were a few teams. But Carolina was in there after what New England did to them. I went, oh, God, they're bad. They're a bad team. I know they won 30-0 against Atlanta, and I was trying to figure it out. And then I check off 5 starters or 4 starters off their roster for the start of the game, and I'm like, oh, boy, this is a game to get healthy. It started that way. I looked smart for 1 quarter, then I turned into a dumbass. But some of these problems, no matter who we're playing, hey, Jets, the worst team in football, I left them out. They haven't won a game. They ran for 200 yards against us. They just turned the ball over. God only knows we're not sitting here without a win if they don't turn the ball over a few times.
Well, lucky we play them again. Might be our only other win.
We got another one up there later in the year. But, it's a little bit of everybody to go around. I know we like 3 names, but I heard a great debate, whether it's more Chris or more Mike yesterday. And I thought, you know, I stepped back because we do this for a living down here. It's our market. It's our GM and head coach. And I was thinking, And I'm guessing, like, I'd love to have a couple beers with Anthony Weaver and go, hey, Anthony, would you like to have a little more talent on that team?
But that's why, like, it is Chris, right? Like, Chris is the one that picks the players. He's the one that has assembled this dumpster fire of a roster.
100%.
That's on him.
And by the way, if Chris doesn't like a player that Mike likes, maybe sometimes you have to go, hey, Mike, look at it. You know, I'm responsible for this roster. I can no longer blame everybody else. I signed off on this, all this stuff. I signed off on these contracts. Nothing that gets done if the GM doesn't say, let's do it. Let's do it. I like them.
The Darren Waller story is a nice story, but when one of your best offensive players is a guy that you kind of lucked into out of retirement.
By the way, you know how many teams would love to have him if we knew he's going to be that good?
I know. It's a weird story, though, man. Like, that's, you know.
Hey, he caught everybody, and I got to tell you, I have nothing but good things to say. I had no idea he's going to be this good. No idea. Now I'm like, hey, you got to figure out in the first half. Can you figure something out in the second half for him? 5 for 78? We haven't had a tight end run down the middle of the field and split safeties in so long over the top of linebackers. It was so refreshing. He is so smooth. Runs like a deer. Big athletic, big hands, soft hands. Just sound like an attraction there for a second. I was getting into that whole thing, didn't it, Woody? Got a little scary. Hey, yeah. Anyway, we got more stuff to get to here this morning as we continue on. Tell you what, though, if you need a little therapy, Monday Night Football gave it to you. Chiefs and Jacksonville back and forth in fourth quarter. Huh?
Did it.
Oh, it was just fun to watch. Mean,
yeah, it's a great game, but the fact that the Jags have passed you up is not.
Hey, man, I didn't think the Colts. I never thought the Colts and Jags would be 4-1.
The Colts, I did not see that one coming. But
we were just talking before, and we're getting ready to play them, going, oh, they're a mess, man. They don't even know who's playing quarterback. Yeah. They're still going back and forth.
Jacksonville's put together a pretty nice team over there, though.
It's a lot of the same guys from last year.
They've hit on some guys, though.
Well, they have.
Some good players on that team.
Good start for them, man.
Beat the Chiefs, though, man. That's impressive.
That's a great win. That's right. That's a great win. By the way, that for their psyche going forward, not to mention that conference or that division they're in, that is, hey, man, good for them. Good for them. How many games they win last year, Woody? They didn't win too many.
They just were they missed a four the playoffs, remember, didn't they?
No.
Or was that the year before?
That was Cincinnati. I don't know.
I don't know if it was the last year or the year before. Remember, Trevor Lawrence had a really bad game when they needed to win to get in or
they
something.
They lost a lot of games last year, I think. All right. Hell no.
Can't keep track of all the bad teams, bro.
These years are flying. But I do know one thing. They cleaned it from right below the owner and the kid to down. And it's worked. It just feels and looks different. And, boy, they did not back down from the Super Bowl runner-ups last year. Last night.
They had four wins last year. It was the year before they were a 9-win team.
Well, they've already got the same amount of wins they had last year. Great. That's a good nice story, man.
Yeah.
There is hope. There is hope someday.
Hey, it should be easy for the Dolphins to double their win total next year.
All right.
Since probably going to win two or three games.
All right. Are you done?
Yeah, I'm done. Sorry. We got headlines, too.
No, you
good got, stuff in the headline. Right. Positive stuff in the headline.
You're nothing positive about you walk around with a dark cloud around your. You're the guy everybody goes, is that the guy I want to punch him? I go, don't. I
got to read more Omar with all these glowing numbers. Makes everything sound great.
Now you're taking shots at Omar.
I am taking at Omar.
Why don't you call him and tell him you're taking shots at him? Hey, I want to tell you about Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage for just a second. Hey, man, it's about great service. It's about getting you a mortgage quickly. It really is. And Michael Kotze's got great programs out there. He really does. I'm talking about Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. The man has no life. He's always working. You can get a hold of him 7 days a week. Matter of fact, he's even getting you pre-qualified on the weekends to get the work done, man. First-time home buyers, going to get you lowest rates, which happen to be in the fives right now. Self-employed, been declined by the banks. He's got a great program for you. Debt consolidation, man. If you need that cash and you need to just get these things paid off, they're driving you nuts. Again, you need somebody to come through quickly for you with the mortgage help. Michael Kotze's a guy to go to. Sit down with him. Get it done. It happens about half the time of the big banks. The guy does a great job. He really does. And I also want to tell you, man, for folks out there, one of the most popular mortgages right now is the one he has for seniors. Programs that convert your home equity into money. You've just about paid that. That's what we do as we get older. We have that home either paid off or almost paid off, and we're sitting there with all that equity, and you could use it, right? If you're 62 or older, you qualify. Michael Kotze can get it done fast for you. Call or text him, 561-441-2730. Again, 561-441-2730. MLS 166-254. Rates and terms subject to change. Daily without notice, he's an equal housing lender with 30-plus years of experience.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody, what do you have for us here today?
All right, Joe, start with the family-friendly new NFL here. And Cardinals coach Jonathan Gannon. I don't know if you caught this, but he got after Amari DiMarcato for blowing their game and dropping the ball out the back of the end zone as he was running in for an easy touchdown.
Yeah.
Kind of a stupid play. We saw it a week ago, right? And this guy thought, oh, let's flip the ball before we get into the end zone. So, again, the coach got after him on the sideline.
Yeah.
Which is like, obviously, right?
So now the reaction has been, how dare you talk to a player and you show him up on TV like that your teammates.
It doesn't matter if he blows the game, makes a play like that. So, I mean, you know. You want to hear this is what he said yesterday. This is Jonathan Gannon.
Yeah, I actually, I woke up this morning and didn't feel great about it, honestly. And so in the team meeting, I addressed it. I apologized to Omari, apologized to the team. And I just told him I kind of let the moment of what happened get the better of me there. Obviously, like I try to be emotionally stable and calm because my job is to solve problems when during a game and kind of lead the charge on that. So it's not really who I am, who I want to be. And I told the guys that today. A mistake by me. And it's just like everybody in there. Everybody made some type of mistake yesterday. You know, culminates to why we didn't win the game. And we can't let it happen moving forward.
So I was just telling you during the break, listen,
did you ever apologize after he yelled at you like that?
I had Mike White in college and he was a psycho. I mean, he was just as crazy. He got so mad. He took a chair and threw it through a window.
Wow.
And shoes, like, yeah. It's a different time. I know. I almost, you know.
No, but this is insane.
Like, look at, what are you supposed to do? Like, hey, dumbass. You did something. The hardest thing is getting that end zone, and you did it, man. And you don't hold the ball till you get in the end zone. You're even close. Where an official has to go back and review it. What are you doing? And it happens. What?
It happened the week before, which is really crazy.
I just come from that school. I know what's coming. You decide to put a little extra mustard on that hot dog, man. You got to pay.
Get in.
That head coach should be pissed off.
Apologizing. He had a team meeting to apologize for being too mean to the guy.
It's one thing if you miss a block or you drop a ball, you know, but that's like just can't happen.
Why don't you apologize to the betting public who got screwed by that?
Betting public. Jeez, I do. You and your everything with you goes back to betting.
Yeah, it does.
Seriously, jerky.
Screwed up the whole day.
God. And then this thing is just he had to apologize. Had to apologize because
did you ever get an apology?
What do you think?
I think probably not.
Shoes was not big on. Hey man, I ripped you and I realized it wasn't your fault. Never. Or hey, he got me on a Monday night football game. I was in damn tears on the sideline. It happened like in the first quarter, and the other guy on the other team made a play that I didn't make, and here he comes for round two.
Wow.
It was so bad, Jimmy Cephalo ran one way and Nat Moore ran the other, and I was sitting there with the Gatorade, by the Gatorade, sitting on the bench, and every one of my teammates got the hell out of there because they knew how pissed he was.
Hmm.
I got no apology.
Unbelievable.
No, all he said was, if it happens again, I'm going to cut you. That was it.
Speaking of cutting, if you had a bad weekend, it certainly wasn't as bad as Mark Sanchez, who had an altercation of sorts. This is a very weird story, by the way. Apparently, the guy is a 69-year-old delivery driver.
Yeah.
And he was parked somewhere where Sanchez, didn't want him to be parked.
Yeah.
Anyway, the story had broken initially that Mark Sanchez got stabbed, was in the hospital.
And everybody's wishing him the best before he goes to prison. Yeah, it was crazy.
Well, that was the next part of the story. The next part was that he was the agitator. He's gotten charged with all sorts of stuff here. It's like a poor man's OJ with all this stabbing stuff here. But anyway, he's getting sued by this guy now, along with Fox. So they're both getting sued. He faces three charges, one of which is upgraded to felony battery. So he might go to jail for all this stuff.
Was he drinking?
Yes. Yes, he was. By the way, did you see who stepped in for him?
He's in friggin' trouble.
They called Brady Quinn, made Brady the audible, Quinn said, man. Brady's,
you know what Brady
go.
Quinn said? I can go right from that college football show. I can be there in no time.
Yeah.
You won't have to worry about me going out.
No that, knife fights for Brady.
That good-looking Brady Quinn, don't worry about him. He's fine.
Yeah, can keep the knife away from his face. Good-looking.
All right. By the way, he's done.
Who, Mark Sanchez?
He's done.
Yes, I would think so.
He's done.
They don't even need to announce that he's fired.
Yeah,
he's going to go to jail. He beat the hell out of the guy. Did you see the pictures?
Yeah, I did. Bad look.
Speaking of bad looks, Joe, LeBron has teased that he's doing the decision part two.
Yeah.
I don't know if this is that he's retiring is one theory. The other theory is that he's promoting Amazon Prime Day, which begins today.
There you go.
So I don't know what he's doing, but the decision part two. Meanwhile, this is kind of funny. They did say the ticket prices spiked on the secondary market because of this whole thing he's doing today.
Yeah. He is a sharp businessman, whatever he's doing.
His PR stuff has been a little bit. It's been dicey.
He wins every day.
I suppose.
It's fine. He wins every day.
I'm going to buy some stuff for Prime Day.
Fine.
I mean.
He's fine. He's doing fine. Hey, we got 8
he's
o'clock
got me
hour.
Thinking about it.
We got Kyle Krabs, host of Locked On Fins podcast, going to join us. We got a lot of questions we have to ask him. A lot of questions. And Kyle been studying. By the way, this. Hey, Woody, I told you, asked me yesterday. This loss finally got him. This one finally got Mr. Always Positive.
I got to throw this in there. Someone pointed out Mark Sanchez, OJ, same college. So just.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Part of the USC family out there.
Said some must be something in the water over there.
University of Spoiled Children. All right. Hey, man, we want to tell you about what's going on hurricane season. Hey, it's not done, man. The noodles are still flying. There's still stuff out there in the Atlantic Ocean. Protect your home with Loctite Impact windows, doors, and roofing. What are you waiting for? You got an old leaky roof. Replace your old roof now and you can pay later. Loctite Impact offers highest quality roofing materials with lifetime warranty plus thousands of five-star reviews. You're going to save big on their legendary state-of-the-art Impact windows and doors. They've been doing this for a while. Impact windows as low as $6 per window per month installed. So, hey, they're saying, and hey, one thing you can do, whether you're worried about a storm, you're not worried, is protect your home. And there's no time to waste on this. Just call Loctite. Go to LoctiteImpact.com. Again, LoctiteImpact.com or call 954-500-LOCK. They got a great staff over there. Answer all your questions. They cover all of South Florida. Loctite Impact windows, doors, and roofing.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.